my grandfather worked at a livery stable, and he mostly had to stay on the job night and day. And so then...
A livery stable, what was the livery
stable? A livery stable, it was a place, it was where they had horses and buggies for rent. And those buggies, they didn't have any cars then. They had just had horses and buggies. But this livery stable was where a big place where they had a lot of horses, and they would rent these horses to anyone that wanted to drive themselves.
Uh-huh.
Or they would let their one of the men that worked for them drive and take them where they wanted to. And then when anybody got married, they always had these big fine carriages, hacks they called them. And they would, the hacks always carried four, and the driver always sit kind of outside.
And what was the hacks now?
A hack, it was the horses.
Oh.
The hack was driven by horses. Some some would drive their hitch, what you call hitching, four
uh-huh.
horses. And some would carry just pair of two horses.
Uh-huh.
And that was when big weddings and commencement times and all like that. When they drove.
But well, did you ever drive a buggy?
No, I did drive a horse. I had a pit horse. My husband bought me a rubber tire buggy and a pit horse named Annie. Myself. And I drove it for years until I lost the horse.
What? Tell me about driving a horse. I don't know too much about.
Well, you just put one hitch your horse up. You know, put the harnesses on and hitch them to the buggy.
Mm-hmm.
And you get in there and drive. They have lines. You drive anywhere you want to.
Well, did you have...
Church, and, like places home? Like that. Mm-hmm. And lodge. Go to your lodge meetings, anything, anywhere you want to go.
Well, what's that long rubber thing you use to make the horses go?
Whip.
What you call that?
Whip. Buggy whip. Oh yes, they had buggy whips, and those whips was about 2 yards long, maybe a little long, but anyway, it was about 2 yards long. You know, it was kind of a leather-like, and it had but it was wrapped, and it had, at the end, it had kind of a wooden handle,
mm-hmm.
but it was covered. You couldn't tell what it was.
Oh, okay. Well, what about this part of the wagon? Did you call, like, the part in the back something, the part in the front something, that little part on the front of the wagon? Did you have any special name for that?
Talking about a covered wagon?
We had
a Surrey.
And what?
And it was something near like a hack. Now, it wasn't closed like a hack. See, the hack was closed with glass. You know, you could look through, you know, kind of like a car. But the Surrey was a big, nice buggy. It was two-seated, had two seats, and it had a top kind of, it made not like an umbrella, but it had a top over it, and it had gold fringe all the way around it.
Oh.
And four could ride in it, and well, more if necessary, and the driver.
Okay.
And it would carry anywhere you wanted to go, because you always had that at home.
Mm-hmm.
We had it at home.
Well, what about if you
my
had...
My husband and I.
Uh-huh. What about if you had a wagon and two horses? What would you call that wooden piece between the horses?
Well, that was a tomb. You see, you have a two-horse wagon, and that wagon have a piece come up, you know, between the horses. And in the middle, like, and then you hitch two horses or two mules there, and well, they pull that,
mm-hmm.
you know, they pull the load like that.